All right, Frank Fairfield is a friend of the show and has been on many times since being discovered by Matt Popolich while busking in the L.A. Farmers Market back in 2007. He's since recorded his second LP for Tompkins Square Records, which will be released on May 31st, the same week that the short doc I produced about Frank called Frank Fairfield will screen at the Seattle International Film Festival. Frank is a 25-year-old traditional musician known for his old soul, his record collection, and a committed and authentic approach to old songs. He popped in the Roadhouse when in town last Sunday, and it went something like this. In the Roadhouse, Frank Fairfield is here. Thanks, Frank, for coming in. How about a song?
Sinner man, he's gone to cheat and steal. Sinner man, he's gone to cheat and steal. Sinner man's gone to cheat and steal, picking pockets just to get a meal. But oh Lord, someday you'll be free. Sinner man, he stands at the gates of hell. Sinner man, he stands at the gates of hell. Sinner man at the gates of hell, sitting by the fire might do him well. But oh Lord, someday you'll be free. Sinner man lay his head and cry. Don't you know you're born to die? But oh Lord, someday you'll be free. Sinner once was a sinner, but now I believe I'm through. Once was a sinner, but now I believe I'm through. Once was a sinner, but now I'm through. What more can a poor boy do? But oh Lord, someday you'll be free. My face. Went out to the rock to hide my face. Went to the rock to hide my face. Rock cried out, no hiding place. But oh Lord, someday you'll be free.
This helps to kind of sit at the edge of the seat.
my true love, she goes dressed so fine.
Frank Fairfield is here in the Roadhouse. Thanks for being here, Frank. And you're typically dressed in the gray tweed jacket, the white shirt, brown slacks, and black shoes. Oh. But there's something different, Frank. There's the mustache.
Oh.
Nice stash.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
How long have you been working on that?
I don't know. It just kind of showed up one of these days.
Yeah, it looks good. So those two songs, what were those?
The first one was a little thing called Someday You'll Be Free, and the other's a medley of Haste to the Wedding, an old, pretty old fiddle tune, old jig, and The Darling True Love.
And those are off of your, two of those are both off of your new, brand new album, Out on the Open West on Tompkins Square.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on the new record.
Thank you.
And that's coming out on May 31st. Yeah. And also the same time that the short documentary made about you is coming out and is playing the Seattle International Film Festival the same week. So we're celebrating Frank Fairfield that week. Congrats on both.
Well.
So you made the record now with some other people. There was people joining you on the sessions where the first record was all just you. And,
yeah, it was just myself.
Yeah. Tell us who was with you on the recording for the new record.
Well, my friend Tom Marion is on one of them. Mm-hmm. Who's a really great string player, one of the best that I know. And then John Blind Boy Paxson was on one. And these boys called the Petrovic Boys. Petrovic, they play in this group called the Petrovic Blasting Company, and they're these two brothers. And then this other fellow that plays with them named Brandon Armstrong played on a song all together. We had a string band. And then a fellow named Willie Watson did another one.
From Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has that group.
Well, sounds great. And are you going to be on tour this summer? Where can people see you?
Well, I'm kind of on a little runabout right now, and I'll be heading back to Los Angeles for a few days and heading to Europe till the end of some other month at some point.
Right.
I can't keep track of things
for
very well.
The summer, yeah.
And then I don't know. We'll see what shows up.
Yeah. Now, with full disclosure, I made that short documentary about you, and it's at frankfairfieldfilm.com. And the best parts about the short doc is about you and record collecting. I'm not sure if everyone's aware that you're a pretty avid record collector. And part of in the film, you talk about people who collect records, they're not just collecting things. It's more than just stuff, I think, right?
Well, hopefully. I guess I'm just see what shows up usually, and a lot of times some pretty interesting things show up, and things that can give you a bigger picture into things, and I guess a little more pieces of the puzzle, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think what you were talking about in the film is that it kind of retracts back at you. You kind of get a bit of bigger picture of the time, of the period. And it's,
well,
not just stuff.
I don't know. I don't really consider anything to be any of any period. I don't really collect any records from any one particular period. I just happened to like when vernacular music was still being recorded commercially, and that didn't go on for a very long time. And in certain areas, it certainly did. And I have many gramophone records from, I guess, as late as the 60s, mostly because I don't really deal with other mediums apart from 78 records, just to keep myself with some restraint somewhere.
What type of stuff are you looking for these days?
Whatever shows up, just to go and see what. I've been really enjoying finding some good Midwestern fiddler records, so that's been something I've really been getting a lot out of, is to hear a lot of, I guess, Anglo-American fiddle tunes that were being recorded, kind of earlier styles than what is generally referred to as the Southern style, or, you know, Southeastern hillbilly music or whatever. You know, this is more the old time, mostly playing quadrille, you know, polkas and, you know, jigs and things like that, and tends to be a lot more about individual arrangements and about very spontaneous variations on melody, and it's really lovely to get to hear a lot of that. And unfortunately, there's really no good way to hear any of that unless you've found these records. Very little of that is ever get reissued. I don't really keep up with what gets reissued that much anymore.
But. Yeah. And on this new record, are there really original songs? I guess sometimes you just piece an old song and with another old song to get a new song.
Well, I mean, it depends on, I don't know, a few of them are just kind of stock verse songs, but then again, I think that's what a lot of vernacular music is, a bunch of stock verses, and it's more about how you piece them together and do something with them. And a few of them are a little more written out, not quite as a ballad or anything. I'm not a songwriter. I'm not a wordsmith or whatever you want to call it. There have certainly been people that are very good at that, but I don't really consider myself to be good at that, or I certainly don't want to be considered a singer-songwriter or anything like that. I think songs are meant to be sung. They're not meant to be owned by somebody and be so personal that it's silly for someone else to sing this guy's song. You know, I think that's kind of a very novel concept. But
some of these songs are going to say Frank Fairfield on the credits as opposed to traditional.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It sounds great. Congratulations.
Okay.
How about another song?
All right.
This is Frank Fairfield. He's in the Roadhouse.
Here's I think this is a very nicely written song, so we'll see if I can pull this off. Childhood days have passed before me, forms and scenes from long ago. Like a dream, they hover o'er me, calm and bright as evening's glow. Days that know no shade of sorrow, when my heart was pure and free. Sure, but hail each coming morrow, in the cottage by the sea. In the cottage by the sea. In the cottage by the sea. I could hear my mother pray, in the cottage by the sea. Seems the ropes retwining round that old and rusty door, and below the light be shining where I gathered years of yore. Hear my mother's gentle warning as she took me on her knees.
And I feel again last morning in the cottage by the sea. In the cottage by the sea. In the cottage by the sea. I can hear my mother praying in the cottage by the sea. Closing, oh how pleasant will it be, in some faithful breast reposing, in the cottage by the sea, in the cottage by the sea, in the cottage by the sea, I can hear my mother praying. Cottage by the sea.
Frank Fairfield in the Roadhouse. It's good to have you back, Frank.
No, it's nice to be back.
That song, In the Cottage by the Sea. Where'd you learn that one at?
I learned that from a record by Walter Smith, who went by the name Kit Smith on a lot of records, and Kid Wilson and Jerry Jordan. He went by a whole bunch of different names, but he was I really like him a lot, and he'd sing a lot of those longer kind of ballad songs and Dear Old Home, I Left Down on the Farm, and all those kinds of songs, and I really, really like him a lot. I just recently ran into that record in a secondhand store, and I really loved the song, so I picked it up. I think it's a beautiful song.
It's nice. That guitar, what kind of guitar is that, and what's the story behind that guitar?
Well, I don't know if there's any story. It probably has some stories, but I don't know if I can, how well it tells them. It's an Orpheus guitar, which is a little New York company. I think it was only around for a little while in the 30s before it caved into Kay, and Kay bought them out, like they did to most of these little mom-and-pop shops around New York, which is a pretty common thing for most, I guess, during the Depression. Just about every little mom-and-pop thing caved to the big guys, and that's kind of the beginning of the great corporatism of the, I hate to even call it America anymore because it doesn't have anything to do with us anymore, big international corporatism, but anyhow, that's a story for another time.
Is it the fiddle that came for your grandfather?
Not this one, but a different fiddle.
Last time you were on, I think you had that one.
Perhaps, yeah.
Cool. How did you choose the songs for the new album? You chose some, and then some of them, like we said, you wrote some of them.
Yeah,
but
well, most of them are things that I kind of made up, and then a few are medleys. You know, the Haste to the Wedding was just kind of tagged onto the beginning of a song that's kind of a little dance tune or whatever you want to call it that I kind of pieced together, and I really like this fiddle tune, the Texas Farewell, and I've been playing that a lot, so that's the end of the record or whatever you want to call it, and then I did this little medley on the guitar of the Arkansas Traveler and the Turkey and the Straw, which are also probably the most significant, at least in my opinion, American, especially, you know, the Anglo-American tunes. Well, there's a song called Out on the Open West that I kind of made up about just about identifying with the West and identifying with, particularly with South Texas and Southeast Texas, where a lot of my family had lived for a very, very long time. I don't know, having some pride in the West, and yeah. So a lot of them are about people that I've known or about certain things in relating to Western states.
Mm-hmm. And you live in Los Angeles now.
I live in Los Angeles, of all places, as they say. Yeah.
You've been there for a while.
Yeah, for a little while now.
Are you still busking?
Not as much. Not too much. Every once in a while, I'll go out a little bit at a farmer's market or something.
Because the story goes that Matt Popovich saw you busking at the Hollywood farmer's market.
That's how the story goes.
And then all this has come from that.
I guess so.
all this fame
all
and fortune.
This, yeah. You and me right here. This is
How about another song you were going to surprise me with?
That's a little tune, very popular little tune called Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss. Fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss. Your blue eyes drive me crazy, blue eyes drive me crazy. How old are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you, my honey? She answered me with a pretty little smile. I'll be 16 next Sunday. Be 16 next Sunday. Shaking in the bed, no medicine or liquor. Swear to the Lord, the baby dead. She's getting sicker and sicker, getting sicker and sicker. And it's flying around my pretty little mouse. Boys, fly around my daisy, fly around. Pretty little miss, your blue eyes drive me crazy. Blue eyes drive me crazy. And I drank that bitter. I took that pretty little girl, Lord, then I had to quit her. Then I had to quit her. Fly around my pretty little miss, boys, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss. Your blue eyes drive me crazy, blue eyes drive me crazy.
Frank Fairfield in the Roadhouse. Great to have you back. Good to see you again, Frank.
Nice to see you too, Greg.
The record drops on May 31st. It's on Tompkins Square
Records.
So you
better pick it up.
And he's the short documentary. Frank Fairfield is in Seattle International Film Festival Memorial Day weekend. Check out that. FrankFairfieldFilm.com is where you see the trailer. And we'll see you down the road. We'll look for you in a record store near us someday.
All right, sounds good.
Good to have you.
All right, thanks, Greg.